It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good evening and welcome into Bearcat Arena as Northwest Missouri State looks to get their first MIAA win of the season against Central Oklahoma. Alongside John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton along for today's broadcast. Studio engineer is Tyrese Devine. And John, a battle of one team, top 25 team coming off a tough loss. On the other side, it's Northwest Missouri State. Bit of a tough non-con. Showed some flashes there against Northeastern State and hoping to maybe gain some traction here this afternoon.
Yeah, I think for the Northwest women, perhaps coming off their best effort of the season despite coming up with the loss. They did a few things inside we haven't seen up to this point in the season where Buck Shield went with a little bit more size underneath the bucket. I think that paid off some in the game. But they had a couple runs where they got back but just couldn't quite get that possession that would put them over the top and get a lead in that matchup with Northeastern State and then would fall back and eventually came up with the loss. But if they can build up some of the things they did well on a Thursday evening, that would be very good this afternoon. And one of those things, they took care of the basketball a little bit better than they have up to that point in the season.
Hey, you're exactly right, John. As the Bearcats come in 1-6 overall, 0-1 in MIAA play, they're averaging 15 turnovers per ball game, but were held to about, I believe, 13 in that basketball game against Northeastern State, with 9 coming in the first half, but really cut back in the second half, took care of the basketball. And despite being down by 15 in the first half, 14 in the second half, they cut it to 4 with just a few minutes left, not quite able to close things out. It was Tanya Meyer leading the way, 22 points, 13 rebounds, her fourth double-double of the year, also getting 12 points from Jalen Haggard. You got to keep taking care of the basketball, but also hoping to see that third and fourth scorer step up, a few other players that could be consistent that way. Mallory McAndrews did have 9 points in that basketball game the other night against Northeastern State, but still just looking for the consistency of someone else that can step up and kind of carry that burden.
Yeah, I think right now you just have to look at little steps. It's such a very young team playing a lot of freshmen, just getting used to playing college basketball, and then after the non-conference schedules, getting into what they need to step up and play a little bit better, even as the MIAA schedule starts. And even look at some things other than wins and losses right now with this young team. Just look at a little progress in each game. We saw a little bit of that again on Thursday. It's good if they can continue to progress a little bit more against what will be a very tough opponent this afternoon. That would be something that can maybe play dividends down the line.
A tough opponent is exactly right. Central Oklahoma 5-1 overall, 0-1 in MIAA play. A tough 71-59 loss to Missouri Western in St. Joseph on Thursday night. Central Oklahoma led for much of the first half, but in the second half, the Griffins able to pull that one out for that 12-point victory over Central Oklahoma, who comes into the ballgame ranked 21st in the nation. Now, the last time these two teams met, it was in the MIAA tournament in the first round. UCO picked up a 67-50 victory in that basketball game in Edmond, Oklahoma, to cap Northwest season last year. So the Bearcats hoping to get a little revenge on their home floor here this evening. We're set for a 1:30 tip-off from Bearcat Arena. Now, this segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, Northwest alum, and KC Beer Company founder Steve Hawley has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their Beer Hall and Beer Garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South KC. Kansas City Beer Company, also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. Get set for tip-off here from Bearcat Basketball this afternoon on Northwest Missouri State campus. The women's game at 1:30, the men's game coming up at 3:30. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, we'll dive into this UCO squad and some of the talented players they have coming up this afternoon, all right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open from lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball 1-6 on the season. That win coming back on November 15th. They'd love to snap their current four-game skid right now, get back in the win column against Central Oklahoma. John Coffey, I'm Matt Tritton, our studio engineer for tonight's ballgame, Kyrese Devine. And John, you know it's not going to be easy going against Central Oklahoma. They're a top 25 team coming in, and a lot of that comes from their 6'5" senior from Belleville, Illinois, Jessian Cooper. 12 points, 14 rebounds in that loss to Missouri Western on Thursday night. She has also set the team's single-season blocks record last year with 100 blocks in a season. The previous record was 55. She is a force inside, and it'll be tough for the Bearcats today.
Oh, no doubt about it. She averages a couple blocks a game. Also pulls down just under 12 rebounds a contest to go along with averaging 13 points a contest, 5 double-doubles in 6 games this year. So she's a player that Northwest will have to watch inside. And they've got a couple other players that are performed very well too. Blake Blessington and then Melinda Murillo, their guard who averages 15 points a contest and is knocked down 14 threes as well. So they have a very good outside game, very good inside game, and a little bit of length on the board. So it's going to be a tough task coming up for Northwest this afternoon.
Exactly right. And Murillo, you mentioned her. She's shooting 48% from three-point range. That's something the Bearcats haven't been too bad, or excuse me, they've struggled with a little bit more this year than last year. They're allowing their opponents to make about 41% of three-pointers. Last year, that was down close to 28, 29%. So, shoring up that defense will go a long way today for the Bearcats if they can get that done. But one player that I think that we've seen stand out a little bit these past few games and hopefully see him take a few steps, and that's Keilani Mayava, a junior from Garden Grove, California, transferring from New Mexico Highlands University. She's gotten a few more minutes each ball game, 7 points, 3 rebounds in 13 minutes against Northeastern State just the other day. And she's not going to come in and be a force offensively necessarily for you, but she can give you some tough defense and come in and hopefully get a few buckets in the paint when she has a chance.
It's like one of the things I liked Thursday night. Yeah, Mayava out on the floor for a period of time out there, along with the player that's been the post player for most of this, her career, Tanya Meyer, and you have both of those in there. And you saw the teams start to do a little bit better job on the boards, limiting their opponent, Northeastern State. A lot of times they just one shot down the floor and coming up with some good defensive boards. And then on the offensive end, where they've struggled, but they got a few more offensive boards in that matchup. And so I kind of like the fact we're seeing Mayava move in and get a little bit of a double post situation there with Meyer. Now, hopefully that'll be something we'll be seeing and that'll be able to build on as the season goes along.
It'd be important tonight, too, as we mentioned, Cooper, 6'5" for UCO in the paint. They also have a 6'2" senior, Megan Womack, that'll sub in, get some time in there, too. So a lot of size for UCO. Bearcats hope to combat that in this afternoon's game. Northwest Missouri State and Central Oklahoma coming up here on the Bearcat Radio Network. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Buck Shield, right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Northwest Missouri State basketball taking on Central Oklahoma. Second game of the MIAA slate this afternoon, set for a 1:30 tip-off. Talking with head coach Buck Scheel. Coach, Central Oklahoma, top 25 team, coming with a lot of size once again.
Yeah, they're definitely a tough team. They've got two first-team all-conference players, two seniors that bring a lot of their production. Both are averaging double-figure scoring, post player and sides averaging a double-double. And so, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup for us, but I think we've got a pretty good game plan on how we're planning on handling them, handling their offensive pressure. And, you know, for us, it's another test. It's a big test right out of the gate. So, you know, there's really, you know, nothing you can do before the game to feel sorry for yourself. You just got to go out and we got to compete.
And they're coming off a loss to Missouri Western. What were we talking about before going on? You talked about the physicality of Missouri Western kind of taking them out of their game. Is that something that on the home floor maybe hit them in the mouth early on that can really set the tone?
I think so. You know, I think with what kind of what our goal is to go into the game, we can hopefully, you know, just make them shoot contested shots. That's what we want to push for this entire game. Because they're gonna hit tough shots, and the more you can make them shoot those tough shots, the more you hope it can eventually kind of wear on them a bit. It's the easy open non-contested threes, uncontested jump shots, and shots in the lane that we can't give up. You know, we just really have to work as hard as we can just to make them have to really work for everything in the half court.
Yeah, coming off a loss to Northeastern State, but a really good effort throughout the team where you come out and you get down early first quarter, early third quarter, but the team battles back, gets within four late. Do you see some signs there to where if you take another step, you can be right in this one today too?
Yeah, you know, we obviously put together some really good stretches in that game. And like I've preached before, it's just consistency and growing. You know, the fight that we showed to battle back in that first half, as well as keep things pretty tight midway, you know, through that fourth quarter was good signs. And so, you know, they've proven that they can do it. Now we just have to continue to do it and expect that out of yourself all the time.
Coach, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you after.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Buck Scheel, Northwest Missouri State head basketball coach. Bearcats taking on Central Oklahoma this afternoon. Let's take a break and be back with the starters on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Barlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the JL Housing Company.
Getting set for the opening tip here from Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball taking on Central Oklahoma, the first game of a doubleheader this afternoon, coming up around 3:30. Number one team in the nation, the Northwest men's basketball team, will be taking on the Broncos. We'll have that one for you on the Bearcat Radio Network at the conclusion of this one as well. Northwest Missouri State comes in 1-6 overall, 0-1 in the MIAA, head coached by Buck Shield. We'll go ahead and bring you the starters for Northwest in this basketball game. And making her eighth start of the season and game number eight is Jalen Haggard, the 5'5" freshman from St. Joseph, Missouri. Haggard averaging 13 points per game, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist per contest as well. And she came into the weekend number one in the MIAA in 3-point field goals per game. She's also 25th in the NCAA in 3-point field goals per game as well. So Haggard has been lethal from deep. Bearcats hoping to carry that on today as well. Also, 5'9" freshman from Waukee, Iowa, it is Kylie Coleman making her fourth start of the season. Coleman, 2 points per game, 1 rebound, 1 assist as well, and she comes from Waukee High School. They won a 5A state championship back in 2015. She averaged 12 points per game for her high school club team in her senior year as well. A 5'9" freshman from Guilford, Missouri, played basketball at South Nottoway High School, Mallory McConkie, 6 points per game, 3 rebounds as well. 5'10" senior from Sioux City, Iowa, Tanya Meyer, averaging 16 points, 10 rebounds per ball game, shooting 42% from the field. And a 6-foot junior from Garden Grove, California, Kehlani Mayava, making her second start of the season. Central Oklahoma, 5-1 overall, 0-1 in MIAA play. Head coach Guy Hardraker. They're going to go out the starting lineup like this. A 5'8" junior from Okarchi, Oklahoma, Madison Lee. A 5'9" junior from Hera, Oklahoma, Blake Blessington. A 5'5" sophomore from Spencer, Oklahoma, Shatoya Bryson. A 5'5" senior from Guthrie, Oklahoma, Melinda Murillo. And she is 10th in the MIAA scoring 15 points per game. And rounding out the starting five, a 6'5" senior from Belleville, Illinois, and a transfer from Shawnee Community College, Jessian Cooper. Cooper, 13 points per game, 12 rebounds per contest. Also set the single game blocks record for UCO just last year with 100 blocks in one season so far this year. She comes in the ballgame, 14 blocks. Those are the starting lineups for each squad. We'll take a quick break and be back with the opening tip. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken, and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
Northwest Missouri State meeting Central Oklahoma, the second MIAA game for both the Bearcats and the Broncos. Let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats and Broncos this afternoon from Bearcat Arena. Matt Tritton with John Coffey. Kyrie Stavine, our studio engineer for today's ballgame. John, should be a good one. Finally getting an MIAA play, but this is the last chance for fans to come out and see the Bearcats before they go on a bit of an extended road trip. This women's basketball team won't be home again until January 11th when they host Central Missouri. So that is six games and more than a month of without basketball here at Bearcat Arena.
Yeah, next couple of games will be on the road as far as MIAA action goes with Missouri Western the next on Wednesday and the next Sunday against Central Missouri. And then they've got a couple of non-conference games on a trip December 16th and 18th in Illinois. They'll face Quincy and then McKendree University. And then when they get back to MIAA play in the first of the year, they're on the road still down at Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State. So an extended road trip coming up for the Northwest women. And a good way to hopefully finish up home play here in 2017 would be a win against a very good Central Oklahoma team.
Meanwhile, Central Oklahoma coming off a loss to Missouri Western in St. Joseph. Thursday, the Bearcats today, then on December 5th on the road at their fellow Oklahoma MIAA school in Northeastern State. And we are getting lined up for the opening tip. It will be Cooper going against Maiava at midcourt for the jump ball. Bearcats coming out in their home white tops and shorts, green numerals and lettering. Meanwhile, the road navy blue unis for UCO. And Cooper tips it out to Murillo. UCO controlling it, going right to left here in this first quarter. MIAA basketball from Bearcat Arena. Hands it off for Madison Lee, back left for Murillo. They swing it back up top. Blessington now around to Bryson, right side for Madison Lee, back up top for Murillo. 10th leading scorer in the MIAA, trying to drive on Jalen Haggard. Bearcats coming out, bit of a 2-3 matchup zone into the corner for Lee, trying to drive baseline, and she's called for the travel. Good closeout defense by Tanya Meyer as she tried to break past her. Ended up shuffling those feet, and early turnover on UCO.
I like the fact that Northwest switching things up a little bit defensively. As you mentioned, going into a 2-3 matchup zone, that trip down the floor. They played a lot of man this year, but it's good to switch things up and just see if they can find something that might work a little bit better.
First Bearcat offensive possession, Kylie Coleman trying to bounce the ball up top for Maiava. It is kicked by Bryson, so shot clock will reset to 20. And the Bearcats will have it. 15. You talk about going to that 2-3 matchup. Zone Northwest will be throwing a few different zone looks today at UCO, trying to match up with that size they have inside with the 6'5" Cooper. Hager, top of the key, 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles left side, tries to flip it for Mallory McConkey. It's like a slip through McConkey's hands. They're going to say out of bounds, though, off Murillo of UCO, so the Bearcats will have it with 7 seconds left on the shot clock. And McConkey inbounding on the sideline. Gets it into Tanya Meyer in the corner. 5 on the shot clock now. Meyer trying to throw it up top for Haggard, and she just throws this one away. Haggard will scoop it up in the back court, and that'll be over and back on the Bearcats.
Again, that's the type of turnover that the coaching staff just really hates to see. One of those that's essentially an unforced turnover. You're going to get turnovers out there during a game if you're in the hustle type of turnovers, or if you're in there being contested defensively, that's one thing. But you can't afford to give up the ball that freely to the other team.
Lee with a three-pointer from the corner is good for Central Oklahoma. Their first shot attempt of the day from that left corner in front of the northwest sideline. And the 5'8" junior has her first bucket. She's a 22% three-point shooter coming into the day, just her third three-point make. It is Mayava top the key for the Bearcats. Goes high post to Meyer, right back to Kehlani trying to drive on Cooper. Picks up her dribble 10 feet away. Now out to Kylie Coleman. Coleman driving in. Goes up. Her shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound comes down to Bryson for UCO. Pushing it ahead to Murillo. Pull up three-pointer off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. Meyer out to Jalen Haggard, and she'll slowly bring it up now. Coach Shiel also talked in pregame. Playing good defense, but you also got to find a way to put the ball in the bucket, which they've struggled with a little bit this year as Haggard misses the jump shot. Meyer out to Coleman, top of the key now. Tanya Meyer looks at a three-pointer, gets down to the high post, puts up a jump shot, and she knocks that one down. So that's one player that hasn't had too much trouble scoring this year, averaging 16 points per ball game. Bearcats down 3-2, 7:52 to go in the third quarter. Murillo up top, left side now for Madison Lee of UCO. Back to Murillo, right elbow up top now for Blessington. And we've got a foul coming up. This one's going to be on Jashawn Cooper. A little bit of a push inside there away from the ball, trying to get position. And so far in the ballgame for the 6'5" shot blocker for Central Oklahoma, Cooper has a turnover and a foul. 3-2, UCO leading Northwest. Tanya Meyer, three-point range. She wants this one, knocks it down. Tanya with all 5 points for the Bearcats in these first couple minutes.
Good start so far. The first one just off the elbow on the right side, and step back and knocks down the three here.
Central Oklahoma ranked number 21 in the nation. This is one of those games you just want to hang around, build some confidence, and have a chance to win it in the end. As Cooper fires that one out of bounds over the top of Madison Lee, trying to work her way inside out and get an open three-point attempt, and UCO needs a timeout. Northwest up 5-3, 7:13 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take this 90-second timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Bearcats going left to right in this first quarter. Haggard up top right wing now for Kylie Coleman. Floats the pass in for Tanya Meyer. A little too strong. Cooper comes down with the steal, and back the other way comes to Toya Bryson and UCO. Right wing now, Madison Lee. Back up top for Sedoya Bryson. Goes high post for Blessington. Inside to Cooper. Guarded by McConkey. Flips the pass out. Looking for Murillo. She fires that one over the top. Into the scorer's table. Nearly hit Matt Gorder. That is a turnover on Central Oklahoma.
The second straight same type of turnover Cooper's had this time. Trying to throw it off the left side prior to that timeout. Fired one over the head of Murillo and out of bounds on the right side. And she just off a little bit of a slow start for Cooper, which is good news for the Bearcats. But you got a feeling at some point she's going to get things rolling.
Four early turnovers on the Broncos as the Bearcats lead this one 5-3, 6:35 to play in this first quarter. Left wing, Tanya Meyer up top for Jalen Haggard. Haggard screened to her right from Maria Dentlinger. Dribbles in, hands it off for Mallory McAndrews. Down through Haggard to Dentlinger, trying to get into the paint. She is stripped, but she walked with the ball before she gets the ball stolen away by Bryson, and so it will go back to Central Oklahoma. They're not settling for shots necessarily, but just couldn't get a good look as UCO stepped up that defensive intensity. Bearcats on a little 5-0 run here as they lead this one by two. Murillo, top of the key, right side for Lee. Down into the corner, Bryson, and a pass inside for Cooper, picked off by Dentlinger. The Bearcats doing a good job of neutralizing Deshaun Cooper early in this game.
And I think the changes that they made defensively to start this game has caught UCO off guard just a bit.
Into the corner for McAndrews. Pass tipped out of bounds by Bryson. He'll stay here with the Bearcats as Haggard will inbound on the sideline right in front of the Central Oklahoma bench here at Bearcat Arena. MIAA basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest up 5-3. Inbound to Meyer. Hands it off for Haggard. Right back on the wing to Tanya Meyer. 12 on the shot clock. Guarded by Madison Lee. Gives it up to Mallory McConkey. McConkey trying to drive past Bryson, but she shuffled her pivot foot before she could take off with that dribble. Another turnover on the Cats. That is number four.
UCO with five so far. Both teams struggling a little bit early on.
As Central comes in, quite a few turnovers per ball game, but off to a rapid pace now at five in the first quarter. Morello up top, goes left side for Blessington. Cross-court pass to Bryson. She'll take a three-pointer. 12 on the shot clock. No good. Rebound comes down to Tanya Meyer. The 6'5" Cooper, still no rebounds in this ballgame. No shot attempts either.
Bearcats as a team doing a pretty good job on the boards.
Pass in the corner for McAndrews. Looks inside to Tanya Meyer. Back up top for Jalen Haggard. Calls for a screen from Meyer. Dribbles right to the wing. Trying to get past Blessington. She'll get fouled. So the Bearcats will inbound on the baseline right. That foul coming up on Sequoia Bryson. And Mayava back into the ballgame as Tanya Meyer gets a short breather. Haggard inbounding baseline right. Gets it in. Top of the key for McAndrews. Left side for McConkey. Screen from Dentlinger. Just inside the three-point line. Now back out to Haggard. Guarded by Bryson. Picks up her dribble now to the short corner for Dentlinger. Right back out to Haggard. 15 on the shot clock for the Bearcats. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Goes in, throws up the floater. That one, I think she must have thought she had a lot less time on that shot clock. That one well off the mark. Coming the other way is UCO. Murillo, right wing, transition three-pointer well short. Rebound comes down to Jalen Haggard. Haggard pushing it ahead to Mallory McAndrews. McAndrews wants a transition three of her own. Doesn't take it. Up top to Haggard. Yes! Bearcats up 8-3 as Jalen knocks down her first shot of the day. Looked like McAndrews probably should have taken the one she had open. She passed it up, but Jalen gets hers.
Going from a good shot to a better shot.
Unselfish basketball early on from Northwest. 4:10 to go in the first quarter, up by five. Into the corner, Blessington wants a three from Central Oklahoma. That one's short. It goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to Northwest.
UCO looks a little bit tired early in this game. They're just not hustling after loose balls. That time, that was a ball that really could have been rebounded by UCO, but they had a couple players just standing on the floor, let that ball bounce right by them and out of bounds.
Bearcats leading the number 21 team in the nation. 3:52 to go here in this first quarter. McAndrews trying to force a pass inside to Dillinger, tipped by Cooper, and is scooped up by Megan Hartness of UCO. To Blessington, back to Hartness. She'll take a wide open three-pointer. That one well short as well. Man, you talk about being tired. Every three-point attempt has come up short for Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, their legs just look tired for some reason. Not like they had a very long trip. They were in St. Joseph on Thursday night and then just hung in the area to come up here for the game today.
Dentlinger trying to fire a pass over for McAndrew. It is tipped. Good defense by Harkness as that one will actually trickle out of bounds off Northwest.
Of course, sometimes just laying around a hotel room for a couple of days at a time can just kind of make you a little sluggish as well, just from a boredom standpoint as well.
Yeah, it takes you out of your rhythm, what you normally do on a game day, even if you're just taking the bus to the arena. A little bit harder on a Saturday. As UCO will give Cooper a rest. Irion Smith, a 6-foot sophomore from Midwest City, Oklahoma, comes into the ballgame. Hartness left wing for UCO with it up top for Murillo between the circles. Right back to Hartness. Looks inside, back to Murillo. She'll take a 3-point attempt. That one off to the left. Goes out of bounds to the Northwest bench. And the Bearcats will get it back. 2:58 to play in the first quarter. Northwest up 8-3. And Central Oklahoma came into the week 5-0, lost 71-59 to Missouri Western. Get tested here early by the Bearcats. Haggard bounce pass to Tanya Meyer, trying to drive in, right block on Smith. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down for Megan Womack of UCO. Gets the head to Bryson, back to Murillo. Right wing for Bryson, goes inside to Smith. Few defenders come over. Smith tries to force a pass over to Womack. She can't handle it. Another turnover on Central Oklahoma.
I think you might have to credit McAndrews just a bit, too. I think she may have deflected that pass first, and then it again made it tough for UCO to come up with that play.
Haggard walking it across midcourt for the Bearcats. Dribbles to the left wing. Hands it off for McConkie. Ball tipped, nearly stolen by Murillo. McConkie gets it back to Haggard in the corner. Open three-pointer. That one short. Rebound comes down for Womack of Central Oklahoma. Out to Murillo. Ahead to Hartness. Looks inside. Back to Murillo. Skip pass over to Bryson. Goes short corner for Smith. Double team comes down. McConkie strips the ball. Good job by Mayava. Coming in, D'ing her up. And McConkie slips in from behind and took the ball away from her.
Doing a good job with the double team of Cooper inside out of that 2-3 zone. That's one of the things you can do out of that zone.
Haggard trying to get a bounce pass to Mayava after the screen. It is stolen away by Bryson, and an easy layup there for the sophomore. Another pass though that kind of went into no man's land for the Bearcats. 1:37 to go in the first quarter. It's an 8-5 lead for Northwest. As Haggard with it left wing. Bounce pass up top for Mayava. Pass nearly is stolen away and it's picked up by Megan Hartness looking for McAndrews, and Hartness takes it in, lays it in, and it's an 8-7 ball game.
And last 4 points coming off of turnovers where Northwest just telegraphed their passes too much and made it pretty easy for UCO to come up with steals.
Haggard out near midcourt calling for a screen from Mayava. Tries to get it, goes right, nearly dribbles off her foot out of bounds, regains it near midcourt, 15 on the shot clock. 1 minute to play here in this first quarter. Dribbles down to the baseline. Womack helps over. Gets it to Mayava. Up top, McConkie left open for a three. Too strong. Rebound comes down for Hartness of Central Oklahoma. 50 seconds to play in this quarter. Bearcats win on a little 8-0 run to go up 8-3, but UCO the last couple buckets up 8-7. Nice pass across the lane from Womack to Smith. She lays it in, and Central Oklahoma back in front. 9-8, the UCO lead. 30 seconds to play in the opening quarter.
6-0 run right now out of UCO.
Haggard with the left side. Nearly took an extra step and walked with it, but she gets a pass off to Tanya Meyer. Now skip pass over to McAndrews for three. Mallory knocks it down. A big one to give the Bearcats the lead right back. 11-9, 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Marilla walks across midcourt. Trying to set up an offense. 5 seconds now. Bounce pass to Womack. High post. 1 second. They're not going to get a shot off. The buzzer sounds with the Bearcats up 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. One of the best quarters the Bearcats have played all season long. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the second quarter of action here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Bearcats up 11-9 at the end of the first quarter. They saw them come out against Northeastern State and really give a lot of intensity at the start of the game. Might have wore off as the half went along. Well, Coach Shield coming out really getting his team fired up as the second quarter is getting underway. And a foul coming up on Central Oklahoma just as Tanya Meyer is about to throw that one away for the Bearcats' ninth turnover of the game. Instead, Northwest bailed out by a foul on Cooper.
Cats get a huge break there. They've got eight turnovers so far. And you look at Central Oklahoma, 9 points and seven of those coming off Bearcat turnovers.
Inbound from Macy Williams to Mayava. She'll dribble up top of the key right side for Tanya Meyer. She'll take a three-pointer. It's good. Meyer over Smith. She has 8 points. It is a 14-9 Northwest lead. Bearcats come back out in a 2-3 matchup zone. Jonah Johnson on the floor for UCO, getting her first minutes, dribbling out right sideline between the circles. Now top of the key, left side for Madison Lee. Lee back to Johnson, back to Lee for a three. That one too strong. Gets her on rebound, kicks it right back out for Johnson. As Williams D's her up, kick out from Blake Blessington. She wants a three-pointer, knocks it down. Blake Blessington brings UCO back within two. Their second three-point make. UCO 2 of 9 from three-point range. Bearcats 4 of 6 early on in this game. And offensive foul coming up as Kehlani Mayava kind of leaned into a screen set on Madison Lee. And the official right there to make the call.
Yeah, just about 2 feet away. You're not going to get by with it being that close to the official.
1 minute into the second quarter, Northwest up by two. Johnson brings up the floor, gives to Blessington, right back Johnson up top of the key. Madison Lee left side. UCO really trying to work that ball back and forth and find some openings in this zone. It's going to be Johnson for three, top of the key. That one no good. Rebound comes down to McConkie. Outlet off to Macy Williams, crosses midcourt, dribbling over near the scores table. On the right sideline, gets a screen from Mayava. Trying to go right back to Kehlani, head fake. Now left side for McAnders. McAnders inside to Tanya Meyer, guarded by Smith. Picks up her dribble. She is stripped, and it goes out of bounds off of Central Oklahoma. 14 seconds on the shot clock as Williams will inbound baseline left. Into McConkie. Top of the key, Mayava left open for three. She's got it. Her first three-point make of the year against Northeastern State gets her second here against Central Oklahoma.
And they gave her all kinds of room out there on the perimeter to take that shot, not respecting her outside shooting ability.
She's now 2 of 5 from three-point range on the year, 17-12 Northwest lead. Johnson to Blessington right side, high post now for Smith. They are trying to take Cooper out of it with a double team. As Blessington trying to throw a cross-court pass, it was tipped. I couldn't tell if that one went off the hands of Smith and the Bearcats scooped that up or if McAnders got a piece of it. But another turnover on Central Oklahoma. Macy Williams, right wing, starts to drive in. Kick out for Tanya Meyer. Left open for three. Around the rim, no good. Offensive board for Mayava. Goes right back up, and she is fouled from behind by Cooper. Nearly a clean block, but she got that body. And that will send the Bearcats to the free throw line.
Yeah, just kind of bumped her with the hips as she went leaning over trying to block that shot. Cooper not happy at all getting called with that foul. But that was a case where Mayava just worked hard and outworked her for the rebound.
Kehlani, a season-high 7 points against Northeastern State. First free throw is good. She has 4 so far on this one. And Cooper will head to the free throw line. They put Murillo into the ballgame now. And Jalen Haggard checks in for Macy Williams. Bearcats up 18-12. Largest lead of the day. 7:42 to go in the second quarter. Taking on the 21st ranked team in the nation, Central Oklahoma. Second free throw, nothing but net from Mayava. And Mayava will get a well-earned break as she heads to the sideline. And Mia Stillman checks in her first minute of the game. Three St. Joe natives and a South Nottoway alum on the floor right now for the Bearcats. McConkie, Haggard, McAndrews, Stillman, and Tanya Meyer from Sioux City, Iowa. Smith with the end of the paint. Takes a dribble kick out for a lead up top for Murillo. Driving in to the paint, goes up, a little too far under the bucket, layup no good. Rebound comes down for McConkie.
And McConkie did a good job coming over on the outside defense there and just getting in the way and making that a tough layup.
Haggard brings it down to the right wing, picks up her dribble up top, but now for Stillman. Goes left side for McAndrews. Out between the circles. Couple dribbles, hands it off for McConkie. Into the corner for McAndrews. Eight on the shot clock. They swing it around for Haggard. Gets a screen from Meyer. Hands it off now for McConkie. Three on the shot clock. McConkie off to Haggard. She'll put up the three at the buzzer. That went off the back of the rim, but Meyer with the offensive rebound. The Bearcats keeping it alive. Now between the circles, Haggard with it. Gets a screen from Tanya Meyer. McAndrews throws her hands up wide open, so they go inside to Stillman. Goes up on Smith with a little bit of contact. She gets the layup anyway.
Well, nice up and under move to make that shot.
21-12, now the Northwest lead with 6:28 to play in the first half.
Northwest right now just out hustling Central Oklahoma. We mentioned in the first quarter, Central coming out really looking sluggish, and they're continuing to look sluggish into this second quarter.
Blessington to Murillo, three-pointer, air ball, and that one will go out of bounds and back to the Bearcats. The defensive intensity feels like it's stepped up a little bit. UCO hasn't adjusted to the zones. And as confidence builds on one side, the Bearcats look better on the other as well. 7 of 15 shooting so far.
And the Cats with a 13-3 run over the last 4 minutes of this game.
9-point lead. Stillman with it top of the key. Tries to get the ball inside to Tanya Meyer and took one too many steps as she picked that basketball up and that'll turn it over. That's probably the one ding you're going to put on Northwest so far in this basketball game is turnovers, as already in double digits with 5:55 to play in the first half.
And that's been primarily how UCO scored their points coming off of those turnovers.
Blessington into the lane, trying to get the ball across to Smith. It is picked out of the air by Tanya Meyer. Central Oklahoma not helping their own cause. They have 9 turnovers now in the ball game after that steal.
And for the Bearcats, as far as taking advantage of turnovers, they scored 5 points off of turnovers.
Haggard into the lane, puts up a floater and knocks it down.
Now 7.
UCO hustling down the floor. Murillo pulls up, 15-foot jump shot. Another air ball, and the rebound comes down to McConkie. 5:15 to play. The Bearcats up by 11. Haggard to the right wing. Back up top for Stillman. Left side for McConkie, trying to get the ball inside. Tanya Meyer. Murillo, tight defense. Conkey nearly loses the ball, gets it into the corner. Up top for Haggard. Left open for three. She's got it. A deep three for Haggard, and it's a 26-12 Bearcat lead. And Central Oklahoma, you think they might need a timeout. They're not going to call one. Down by 14, Murillo, top of the key. Hands it off for Blessington. Blessington dribbling left into the block off the glass, and they finally get a much-needed bucket.
That breaks an 18-3 run by the Bearcats. Bearcats also had scored a 12 in a row part of that run as well.
You know, we talked as that first quarter coming to a close, that was their best period of the year. Well, I think this might be the Bearcats' best frame so far, up 26-14. As Meyer tries to float a pass out for McConkie, grabs it near midcourt, dribbles up to the right wing, has a wide open cutter on the baseline. McAndrews doesn't see her inside now to the block for Tanya Meyer, and Meyer, a nice post move left open, lays it up.
What I like about that is Meyer being aggressive inside in the post spot. She's been very good on the three-point opportunities, but today just going inside and being very aggressive against a very good inside presence out of Central Oklahoma.
Tanya, 10 points, 4 rebounds. UCO with it, 15 on the shot clock. Jonah Johnson with it at the top. Trying to get past McAndrews into the block. Pull up off the glass. No good. Rebound for Smith. The putback. It's good. And correct me if I'm wrong, John, but I believe that's their first second chance bucket of the day for UCO of putting that one back in there. Northwest has done a good job on the defensive boards. Pull up three-pointer from Haggard. No good. Offensive rebound for Stimmel. She'll get it and puts it right back in.
Northwest just more physical than Central Oklahoma inside in this first half.
30-16 with 3:17 to go. The Bearcats leading the number 21 team in the nation. Blessington into the paint. And it looks like we're going to have a foul coming up on Tawny Meyer trying to take that charge. Oh, excuse me, they've got Jalen Haggard for the block. So with 3:15 to play, the Bearcats leading Central Oklahoma 30-16. Heck of a first half so far for the Bearcats. We'll take a 90-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and Liftmaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
3:15 to go here in the first half as Blessington hits our first free throw. We'll go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Well, 12-point lead after Blessington hits both of those free throws. The Bearcats hoping to close this final 3 minutes of the first half strong. It's been a good day so far for Northwest Missouri State, leading the number 21 team in the nation. Haggard trying to take this one all the way by herself, lays it up, bounces around the rim, and it falls through. Jalen with 10 points in the ballgame.
Cass continues to shoot well from the field, over 55% in this first half.
Blessington trying to answer with a three, no good. Tipped by Mayava, pulled down by McConkie. McConkie, not a bad day so far either. Four rebounds and three assists. One block, one steal. Not on the scoreboard, but she's doing everything else. Haggard thinks about pulling up for a three-pointer. Picks it up. Tries to force a pass to Mayava. It's tipped. Mayava on the ground fighting for it. We have a jump ball coming up with possession arrow pointing back to Central Oklahoma.
Still a good hustle by Northwest. Mayava diving on the floor trying to go after that loose ball and forced the jump and the possession now we're going to Central Oklahoma. But again, like the hustle Northwest is showing against Central Oklahoma this afternoon.
And Haggard has two turnovers. Had a few plays where maybe she should have pulled back and thought a little bit more before she did it. But overall, good game so far. As Hartness driving in on the other side. Off the glass, no good. Rebound for Womack. She can't get the putback in. Mayava gets the defensive board for the Bearcats. 14-point lead. Matching the largest lead of the day for the Bearcats. 2:08 to play in the first half. Might as well extend a little more, don't you think?
Oh, no doubt about it.
Stillman driving right, goes in to the block, off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down for Womack. She gives it off to Blessington. Blessington across midcourt on the left sideline. Meets McAndrews. Pass right wing now for Hartness. Back up top for Bryson. 18 on the shot clock for Lee. Now right side for Hartness. UCO still hasn't adjusted to this Bearcat zone. Right wing Hartness, 9 on the shot clock. Picks up her dribble right side for Bryson. Looks inside for Womack. High post now. Womack now head and shoulder fake. Goes past Mayava and lays it in. 32-20, the Bearcat lead. 1:25 to play in the half. On the floor for the Cats, it's Haggard, Mayava, McConkie, Stillman, and McAndrews. As Mayava head and shoulder fake on a three. Goes inside for Stillman. Right hand off the glass. Around the rim, no good. Rebound for Hartness. Ahead to Bryson. Bryson to Lee. Thinks about that transition three-pointer. Skip pass for Hartness. As we close in on a minute to play here in this first half. Pass to a cutting Madison Lee. Throws up a shot in the lane. No good. And McConkie with rebound number 5. gives it off to Haggard, and Jalen will walk the ball up court as Coach Buck Shield calls out the play from the sideline. And the screen comes from Stillman on the left for Haggard. Between the circles now for Stillman. 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock. Haggard, bounce pass to Stillman. Out to McAnders, left open for three. She'll get into the free throw line. Bounce pass for Mayava, 7 on the shot clock. Nearly gets tied up, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down for Blessington. Trying to cut into this 12-point lead for the Bearcats are the Broncos. They have it 20 seconds to play in the half. Blessington, pass right for Bryce. She'll bring it out near midcourt. Slow things down, nearly identical shot clock and game clock. Madison Lee left side, gets a screen. Skip pass over to Hartness, 7 on the game clock. Hartness trying to drive past McConkie. Looking inside, gets it to Womack. Womack at the buzzer, no good, and the rebound for Mayava. The Bearcats head into the break. A 12-point lead on Central Oklahoma. 32-20 is our score. Good half of action for the Bearcats. We're going to head step aside for a 90-second timeout and be back with more here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarryvilleSmiles.com.
12-point lead for Northwest Missouri State women's basketball here at halftime. Bearcats taking on number 21 Central Oklahoma today. And John, couldn't ask for much more out of that half. A few too many turnovers, 11 in the first half. Outside of that, a great half of basketball.
And one thing about that stat, Central Oklahoma in the first quarter took advantage of those turnovers, and they scored all 7 of their points, I believe, off the turnovers in the first quarter. Northwest is getting back on defense even after turning it over on offense during the second quarter, and Central couldn't score off of those. So Northwest defensively has really done a great job against a very good offensive team in Central Oklahoma. And again, that's that 2-3 zone that's caught Central Oklahoma off guard. Northwest hasn't shown much of that up to this point of the season, so they didn't have that on film to maybe prepare for. And Central just was unable to make the adjustment on that in the first half. We'll see what happens here at halftime, as they'll have a little bit of time to plot against it. But again, a very good first half for Northwest defensively. And again, they scored enough to make it work on the offensive side, shooting a good percentage from the field at halftime, shooting 50% overall and 6-10 from three-point range to take this lead here at halftime.
Bearcats 1-6 overall, 0-1 in the MIAA, but they have Central Oklahoma on the ropes at halftime, up 32-20. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will have the associate head coach of the men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seed's been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. For more information, visit carlsonseed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Northwest women's basketball up 32-20 at halftime over Central Oklahoma. The men's basketball game coming up at the conclusion of this one, approximately 3:30. Being joined by Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. And not a bad first half out of the women's basketball team, huh?
Yeah. Got a 12-point lead. Hopefully we can hold on to it and get a win here.
Speaking of good first halves, Northwest men on Thursday night were okay. I think it was 63-25 at the break. Justin Pitt said 30 first half points.
Yeah, he was all right, wasn't he?
Man.
Now, it was, and you know, I think Coach talked about it in the post game too, but we were really, really locked in defensively to start that game. Everybody was locked in, so when somebody came off the bench, there was no letdown. And then that stuff translates over. When you're locked in defensively and you're into the game, you're flying around, active. There's usually a correlation to shots made, and obviously we shot at a high level. Joey hit some early, and then, I mean, I really don't even know how to describe what Justin did.
It was crazy. You know, and I kind of anticipated at some point during the conference season, even against a good team, the defense was going to click and the offense was going to just really break out. I didn't expect it to happen the first game of the conference season, but is that something you guys kind of saw leading up in practice that you were close?
Yeah, we felt like we had some good practices. We felt like we kind of went over some things on film, and then even in the NAI game last Saturday, we felt like we did some things better defensively, and yeah, we were really good, and hopefully we don't have a letdown today, and we can keep carrying over, because obviously you're not going to shoot the ball at that high a clip every game, and can you defend and win games where, you know, and hopefully we shoot it, you know, we got enough shooters on our team that hopefully multiple guys don't have bad nights, and we always shoot it pretty well, but you want to be able to defend consistently every night, you know, defense travels, road games, whatever, so we want to be at that high level defensively every game.
So I feel like that depth is building as well. The first team was great, of course. As they came out and the reserves took over for the last 10-12 minutes, really didn't miss a beat.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We came, you know, you get that when you get everybody into the game and everybody competing and playing well, it's fun. You know, a lot of guys get in there, a lot of guys get minutes, and like you said, there's no letdown. We can bring shooting off the bench, you know, we can bring guys that can do different things off the bench, and nothing changes. And that's how you want to be. You don't want to get to where, you know, some guys aren't playing well, and then you're not confident playing them in the second half, and then you're playing less depth, and then guys maybe a little more fatigued and can't play at that high level. Where if you get everybody playing well and everybody into the game, you get those 2 or 3 minute rests where guys can come in and be fresh and be able to compete.
Central Oklahoma today, what do you guys expect from that of the Broncos?
They're good. They're really good. You know, they won at Tarleton State, which is probably one of the toughest places to play in Division II. And they do a good job. They're going to go inside. Corbin Byford's their leading scorer on the year right now, a post player, and their guards are really good. They're pretty balanced scoring-wise. Athletic, they shoot the ball pretty well from three, so it's just going to be one of those things. Defensively, we're going to have to be locked in our gaps. You know, we've done a good job on drives of what we call rip, and then going in there with our hands and trying to dig and be in gaps, so when an offensive player catches the ball, they don't see space, and that's what we really want to do today, is be in their space and not allow driving lanes, and then post defense is going to be big today. You know, our bigs are going to need to do a good job of not letting them catch it deep in the post, and then, you know, post defense isn't just the big. You know, our guards digging down, you know, making it tough on post players and not allowing them to get action out of it. So, you know, it's going to be a huge effort for us defensively, and then hopefully we can click again offensively.
You talk about getting in there and ripping and taking away the ability to drive, and it felt like against Northeastern early on, any confidence they had was shot, because every time they went down the lane, Justin was picking a pocket, or it was Chris, or it was Joey. Everybody was getting there, getting tips and tip passes and everything in that game.
Yeah, and that's what we stress, and that's what we work on every day, being in those gaps and being ready to help and recover, and that's tough, you know, because then offensively, as you move it, you never really, number one, you don't see space, and number two, you take one dribble and somebody's there, and that's what we teach, you know, and guys helping each other, where if one defender's going for a dig and doesn't get it, and there's an extra pass, you got to have somebody else that's ready to stunt, recover, and it's a five-man job, and that was a big thing for us, is just being engaged and being active, all five guys. But there's times in a possession where maybe you're, you know, three or four passes away, and you tend to relax, when really that's one of the most important spots on the floor. So if you can get five guys flying around, engaged, communicating, it's pretty fun. It's fun to watch, too.
Appreciate your time, Austin. Good luck today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, associate head coach for the Bearcat men's basketball team, taking on Central Oklahoma. About 3:30 tip-off right now, though, in the middle of the women's game at halftime, a 32-20 lead over the number 21 team in the nation. A good half of basketball for the Bearcats. We'll take a break and be back with the first half stats here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for Bearcat Radio comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information at jlhoustonco.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699.
Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street and open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, payday, and pawn loans. More info is at 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
A 12-point lead for Northwest Missouri State over the number 21 team in the nation at halftime. Bearcats playing well early on, 1-6 on the season, 0-1 in MIAA play after a loss to Northeastern on Thursday. Meanwhile, UCO 5-1, 0-1 in the MIAA. Their first loss of the season came Thursday at Missouri Western, 71-59. Go ahead and take a look at the first half stats. The Bearcats shooting the ball well, 50% from the field. They're 12 of 24. Also 6 of 10 from 3-point range. Only 2 free throw attempts, but knocked both of them down from Keilani Mayaba. Bearcats being led by Jalen Haggard and Tanya Meyer, both 10 points apiece. Haggard, 1 rebound, no assist, has turned the ball over a couple times in the ballgame as well. Meyer comes in, she has 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, has not turned the ball over in the first half. A good line for Tanya. Bearcats also getting 5 points out of Keilani Mayaba. She has 3 rebounds, 1 assist. She's turned it over twice. 4 points out of Mia Stillman off the bench. Stillman also 1 rebound, 1 turnover in the first half. And 3 points and an assist coming out of Mallory McAndrews. And also one player, not in the scoring column, but she's done a little bit of everything for this team and kind of been that glue guy, if you will, is Mallory McConkie. She's 0 of 1 from the field, but she has 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, and 1 steal. She's done a great job on the defensive end and distributed on the offensive end. So a good first half for Mallory and the Bearcats as a whole. That one thing you want to cut down, turnovers, 11 in the first half. One major stat as we kind of shift over to Central Oklahoma as well and take a look at their stats. The Bearcats have out-rebounded Central Oklahoma 18-11. What's key there? They have a 6'5" all-conference player in Jashawn Cooper playing for UCO. She averages 12 rebounds per ball game. She also has 14 blocks already on the season. Averages about 2 blocks per ball game. And so far, Cooper has been held. She's been held scoreless. She does not have a rebound. She does not have a block. She has turned the ball over 3 times, though, so the Bearcats have really eliminated Cooper from this ball game so far. 32-20 our score at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with the second half here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
First possession of the second half for the Bearcats, up 32-20. Bearcats going right to left, pass inside. Tanya Meyer tipped out of bounds by Central Oklahoma. Haggard inbounding baseline left. Jalen bounce pass into Kehlani Maiava in the lane. Nice little move on Cooper. Stripped from behind by Bryson. Goes out of bounds. And he'll stick with the Bearcats. Down to 5 seconds on the shot clock. Haggard inbounding baseline right. Gets it into McConkie. Pulls up. Mid-range jump shot on the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down for Murillo. UCO pushing left to right. Ahead to Lee. Flips it up to Cooper. Goes in. Layup in the first bucket of the day for Jashawn Cooper. The senior out of Belleville, Illinois. 6 feet, 5 inches tall. Averages a double-double. Gets her first bucket there to cut this to a 10-point lead for Northwest. Haggard pulling up three left wing. She's got it. 13 points so far in the ballgame for Jalen, a 35-22 lead for Northwest. 1 minute into the third quarter, Bearcats leading the number 21 team in the nation. Bearcats switching up now, a little more of a 3-2 zone look against UCO. A matchup 2-3 zone for much of that first half. Murillo left wing inside to Cooper. Kick out for Blessington. Right corner for Bryce, and she wants the three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes out for Lee. A fresh 30 on the shot clock for UCO. Blessington out of Murillo. Right side for Bryson. Into the corner. Blessington for three. Off the heel of the rim, no good. And the rebound for Tanya Meyer. Couple different looks that time for UCO, but the Bearcats able to close them out and come back with the ball. Ahead 13 points. Haggard up top for Maiava. Right side for Haggard. Trying to get the ball inside for Tanya Meyer. Maiava left open, top of the key, no good. Rebound comes down to Cooper. Her first rebound of the day. She has 2 points, one rebound. Averaging a double-double. Shatoya Bryson drives in to the left elbow. Floats a pass in for Blessington. Skip pass for Lee. Up top for Murillo with a hand in her face. Knocks down the three-pointer. Melinda Murillo now. Her first 3 points of the ballgame. She averages 15 per night for Central Oklahoma. Haggard with it on the right side. Then up top for Maiava. Left side for Kylie Coleman. Coleman to McConkie in the left corner. Back up near midcourt for Haggard. Screen to her left from Maiava. She takes it right back to Kehlani. She wants a three-pointer. That one up the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down for Bryson. Shatoya Bryson pushing left to right for Central Oklahoma. Pulls up at the three-point line. Right side now for Blessington. Back up top for Bryson. Left side for Murillo. Finds a cutting Cooper. Goes up. Layup plus the foul for Jashawn Cooper. Foul coming up on Kehlani Maiava. And for the first time since about midway through that second quarter, it's a single-digit ball game. Bearcats up by 8.
One thing the Northwest done through the first half and early in this third quarter, as far as that defense, backing it inside, just daring the Central Oklahoma to shoot from three-point range. And for the most part, it's worked out. Central Oklahoma struggling on three-pointers, just 3 of 15 in this game. But at time, Central Oklahoma able to get the ball inside and good look and drew the foul.
Yeah, the Bearcats kind of switching a little bit more of a 3-2, and that's even opening to Cooper on that possession. Full court pressure now from Central Oklahoma as McConkie gets it, picks up her dribble, gives it up to Haggard. Jalen gets away from the double team, crosses midcourt, screens to her left from Tanya Meyer, finds a cutting Tanya. She is stripped by Blessington, though, and turnover number 12 on the Bearcats. Leading this one by 7. Going to have to weather the storm from UCO here as Murillo in the corner. Inside for Cooper. Guarded by Meyer. Off the glass, no good. Way too strong. Rebound comes down to Stillman. Now Buck Shields says, slow things down just a bit. Haggard walks across midcourt. Has a screen to her right and her left. She'll take it to her left from Stillman. Into the corner for McAndrews. Left open for 3. Off the rim, no good. Rebound for McConkie. Looking for a kick out. She thought she had McAndrews there. Instead, she throws it into the Northwest bench. So a turnover on Northwest. Despite that turnover, McConkie, though, played a good ball game. No points, but has 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, and 1 steal.
There are a lot of little things to help this Bearcat team lead here.
Northwest back into a 2-3 zone away from that 3-2. As Lee with it, pass into the corner for Murillo, trying to fire one into Cooper. And a good job by Meyer reading that one and jumps in front for the steal. Tanya, a couple steals in this ballgame, now 3 after that one. As Haggard walks up the floor, goes to the right wing. Up top for Stillman, left open. She wants a 3, and she has got it. Mia Stillman, her second three-point make of the year. She is now 2 of 11 from long range, but that is a big one as the Bearcats are back up by 10. Northwest forwards like to shoot threes, and they're getting left open so far in this one. UCO with it down 10. Bryson into the right corner, up for Blessington in the wing. Left side now for Lee. Now Murillo. Gets to the free throw line, kicks it out for Bryson. She wants a three-pointer. That one off the rim, no good. Rebound bounces around. On the floor is Lee going for it. And she tips it a bounce. It'll go back to Northwest. Central Oklahoma able to cut it to 7 briefly. The Bearcats get a three-pointer to make it back to a 10-point game. Only win over ranked opponent for Buck Shield this time at Northwest. That one over Fort Hays State at home last year, when they were ranked number 23 in the nation. Pass inside for Meyer. Right block falls away as she puts that one up. Hits the side of the backboard. Rebound for UCO. Bryson pushing back the other way. Slows up at the three-point line. And she pulls the pass in for Cooper. Turnaround shot off the glass. No good. That is about the third time she's put up a shot that hits the backboard and does not hit anything else and falls down to the Bearcats for the rebound.
She just seems really out of sorts this afternoon.
Cats up 10. Stillman, top of the key. Left side for McAndrews. Gets a screen from Stillman. Back up top. And they swing it around now. McConkie in the corner. A 3-second violation here on Tanya Meyer. And with that, a media timeout. 4:35 to go in the first half. The Bearcats are up 38-28 on Central Oklahoma, trying to weather the storm. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Three-pointer from Taylor Odell, no good, and Northwest comes down with a rebound coming back right to left in this third quarter. Haggard dribbles into the elbow, back out to the three-point line, up top for Mayava. Bearcats up by 10, McAnders left open for three, doesn't take it, back up top now for Haggard. Jalen, couple dribbles, guarded by Lee, hands it off for McAnders, she can't handle it, bounces away, and Madison Lee comes up with the turnover. Now Murillo, into the paint, pull-up, jump shot is good. And you can kind of see as McAnders was open, decided to start to drive in, that Coach Shield threw his hands up like, hey, that's your shot, you got to take that one. Haggard right side, gives it up to Mayava, guarded by Womack, looking for a backdoor cutting McAnders. Pass goes off the mark, but is pulled in by Stillman. Now she goes back between the circles to Haggard. Sets a screen for Haggard into the paint, layup off the glass, no good. Womack with the rebound. And Central Oklahoma down by 8. Chance to cut this one to a 2-possession game. 3:17 to play in the third quarter. Bearcats up 38-30. Blessington left open 3. They'll swing it around instead to Madison Lee. Now to the corner for Odell. Skip pass up top for Murillo. Right side Blessington. 9 on the shot clock. Steps in. A little 15-foot jump shot. No good. Off the hand of Stillman, though. Offensive board for Blessington. Kicks it out for Odell. Back to Blessington. Skip pass. Lee left wide open for 3. That one off the mark to the right. Tipped by Womack. And a push from behind on Megan Womack. Couple opportunities there for Central Oklahoma, but the Bearcats able to get out of there without giving up any points.
Miami that time doing a good job blocking out. Womack reaching over, gets called for the foul. Northwest is really making Central Oklahoma work hard for offensive rebounds.
Well, full court pressure here out of Central Oklahoma. Looks like just a man-to-man full court pressure. Pass comes in to McConkie. Now the trap comes over back to Stillman. Back to McConkie on the left sideline. Dribbles up in front of the UCO bench toward the Northwest bench. Have numbers. McConkie nearly traveled with it. Instead, she lays it up off the glass. Looks like she was thinking about taking another step. Ended up going up with it. Puts it in. The Bearcats back up by 10. Central Oklahoma shooting 32% from the field in this one. The Bearcats at 45.5%. And up by double digits. Blessington, high post. Jump shot, no good. McConkie with another rebound. And they give out to Haggard, and they would slow things down. 2:10 to play in this third quarter. Haggard dribbles left side. Gives it up top to Mayava. Forces a pass inside Stillman. It's tipped away by Blessington. Blessington tries to save it in bounds, and it goes off of McConkie's foot. And now Tanya Meyer will check back in for Kehlani Mayava. Northwest has given the ball away 16 times. Central Oklahoma 10 turnovers, but 9 in the first half. Only 1 in the first 8 minutes of the second half. As the Bearcats drop back into their 2-3 zone. High post for Blessington. Back out for Hartness. Right side for Odell. Left open for 3, and she hits that one. The sophomore stepping in, getting her first minutes of the game, knocks down a 3. The Bearcats transition 3 of their own from McAndrews. That one no good. Blessington with the rebound. 90 seconds to play in the third quarter. Bearcats up by 7. Odell thinks about another 3. Back up top to Murillo, guarded by Haggard. Looks inside. Now left side for Hartness. She puts up a 3-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. But an offensive board for Blessington. They get up top to Murillo. She's left open for 3. Up the front of the rim, no good. Stillman gets the rebound. Into this third quarter, can't get here fast enough. The Bearcats look a little bit winded. And head coach Buck Shield's going to give his team a break. A 30-second timeout called by Shield. 1:07 to play in the third quarter. Bearcats up by 7. We'll go ahead, take this timeout with them. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingoLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Haggard breaking down the defense all the way into the right block, lays it in. She has 15 points inside a minute to go in this third quarter. Bearcats up 9. Left side, it's Odell, goes inside for Womack, guarded by Tanya Meyer, off the side of the backboard, but she gets her own rebound, goes right back up, she's fouled, plus the bucket. Megan Womack sticking with it, and that is a big bucket for Central Oklahoma, cutting this deficit to 7 with the free throw on the way.
Going back to that timeout called by Coach Buck Shield, I think that was a very good timeout. You mentioned just before he called that timeout that Northwest looking a bit winded, even though you're getting down toward the end of the third quarter. Good to take that break and try to make sure that Central Oklahoma can get a little bit of run before the end of the quarter.
Womack, first free throw of the season is no good. Bearcats up by 7, 32 seconds to play in this third quarter. Haggard out near midcourt. Top of the key, Tanya Meyer's going to take a very, very deep three-pointer, probably about, 30 feet out? Yeah. That one, no good.
A little bit out of range.
Johnson with it, trying to drive on. Stillman picks up her dribble in the short corner, gives it up to Hartness. And back up top for Jonah Johnson, the 5'7" freshman handling it. Native of Edmond, Oklahoma. 7 seconds on the game clock. High post now for Womack, guarded by McAnders. Kick back out for Johnson for three. No good. Offensive rebound. The shot put up. Well short there from Odell. And the Bearcats head into the fourth quarter, just 10 minutes away from knocking off the number 21 team in the nation. 42-35 is the Bearcat lead. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
42-35 is the Northwest lead as we head into the fourth quarter, 10 minutes away from getting a win over a ranked team. But you got to see them put together 4 full quarters, and so far they've done a pretty good job. It got a little bit winded there, it looked like, at the end of the third.
I think the break camp coming at a good time for Northwest. So a little bit of 3-2 early in the third quarter. They've been back to that 2-3, which has been effective. And Central Oklahoma really struggling. 4 of 22 on three-point attempts. Okay, Northwest just trying to dare them to shoot those threes.
And a pass floated inside to the block for Cooper, the 6'5" frame. She's able to get that one to fall. She has 7 points now in the ballgame. Haggard brings it up for Northwest. Over to Tanya Meyer, top of the key. Tanya starts to drive in, clips it out for McConkie, steps in, mid-range jump shot, gets nothing, but Stillman gets the rebound, kicks it out for Tanya Meyer. Meyer to a wide-open McAndrews for three, no good. Rebound tipped off of Meyer. Stillman saves it from going out of bounds, but she stepped on the baseline just as she went for that one. So the Bearcats not able to get a bucket there, but still showing some fight going for those offensive boards.
I really like the hustle they've played throughout this game. Really started it off from the opening tip. Central Oklahoma really looked sluggish in the first half. They're looking a little bit better here in the second half, but Northwest playing with a lot more energy.
Pass for Womack. She had a lane to the bucket. She misses it off the glass, and the rebound comes down for the Bearcats. Haggard walks it across midcourt, guarded by Johnson. Goes from the left side to the right. Now to Tanya Mai. Little head and shoulder fake. Gets in. Free throw line. Puts up a shot. Air balls it right into the hands of Mia Stillman. Stillman fires it out for Haggard. Picked off by Johnson. 2-on-1. The Bearcats have the two, though. And Johnson drives right past Haggard and McAndrews and lays it in. Nobody stopped ball. And that cuts it to a three-point game. 42-39. Haggard runs it across midcourt. Bounce pass to Stillman. Left side for McAndrews. Left open for three. Mallory, she's got it. Back to a six-point lead for Northwest.
That was a big three for Northwest, stopping a 9-2 Central Oklahoma run. A
lot of momentum on the Broncos' side, but McAndrews comes up with a big three-pointer there. 45-39, the Northwest lead. 8:15 to play in the game. Pass inside for Cooper. Tony Meyer tips it. It goes off Cooper out of bounds. Turnover on UCO. You got to hand it to Tanya Meyer. Much smaller, a much bigger frame there for Cooper she's matching up with, but Tanya has done a good job anytime she's passed through her zone of biting her up and stepping in front.
Playing physical today in that inside game where she really needs to be physical, and the nice thing about it, right now, pretty much staying out of foul trouble with one foul so far.
8:04 to play in the game. Left side, Haggard gets into the free throw line. Trying to take it all the way in. Draw some contact. And she's going to get the charge called on her that time as Johnson able to set her feet and draw the contact. Second personal foul on Jalen. With 8 minutes to play in the game, Bearcats up by six. Northwest, 18 turnovers today. Hartness right side, gets it to Odell. Looks inside to Cooper, working against Mayava. And they'll swing it around. Back to Hartness, gets into the paint. Drives in, floater, hits the glass, and it falls through. Not a pretty shot, but she got it to go. It's a four-point lead for the Cats. As Haggard walks it up in front of the scorer's table on the left side. Coach Shield calls out a play. Screen coming from Tanya Meyer. They switch Blessington on to Haggard. Starts to drive baseline. Kick out Mayava for three. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down for Central Oklahoma. Ahead to Johnson. Johnson brings it up the left side. Jab step like she's going to drive. Now into the paint. Kick out. Three-pointer from Odell. Air ball right into the hands of Mallory McConkey. Her ninth rebound of the game.
And again, Northwest just daring Central Oklahoma to take those threes, leaving them wide open out on the perimeter, and Central Oak unable to knock those down.
Haggard trying to get to Mayava. Mayava cut inside instead. McAndrews nearly scoops it. Hartness fights her for the ball, takes it away, and an easy layup on the other end for UCO, who is back within two of the Bearcats. 6:40 to play. Haggard in front of the Northwest bench on the left wing. To Mayava, now right side for McAndrews. Looks inside, he'll hand it off for McConkey instead on the right wing. Starts to drive into the elbow, back out for Haggard. 10 on the shot clock, guarded by Blessy. Over to McAndrews, to Tanya Meyer, mid-range jumper. Tanya's got it. 12 points on the day from Meyer, and the Bearcats back up by two possessions. Closing in on 6 minutes to play in the ballgame, Blessington left side. Skip pass to Hartness, left open for three, gives it into the corner for Odell. Three-pointer no good, and the rebound comes down for Meyer. 12 points, 6 rebounds for Tanya. And again, Jalen will slow things down, walks across midcourt and heads over toward that Northwest bench. Coach Shield calling out for Tanya to come out and set a screen for Jalen. She gives it to her. Mismatch now is Johnson guarding Meyer. Meyer goes in. Layup no good. Ball tipped by Mayava. And Jonah Johnson comes down with the rebound. Pushing the other way for UCO. Pass to Blessington. Layup is good. And now a timeout coming up here for UCO as they cut this to a two-point deficit. 5:31 to play in the ballgame. We'll take this 30-second timeout. Be back with more on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller Brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com.
5:31 to play. Northwest up by 2 on Central Oklahoma, 21st-ranked team in the nation. Coming up after this one, the Bearcat men's basketball team, number 1 in the nation, taking on UCO. Start of a fun afternoon of basketball, John.
It has been, and a good start for the women, but long way to go here. 5:31 left in the fourth quarter. Northwest seeing their lead be chiseled down now to just 2 points. So Northwest needs to use this timeout here and kind of regroup just a little bit and pick things back up. The big key, I think, for them is just and it was probably unsustainable to shoot the type of percentage they shot in the first half at 50% at halftime, but they need to come up with some big buckets down the stretch here with 5:31 left.
Full court pressure coming out for Central Oklahoma. McConkie inbounding for the Bearcats. Floats it in for Jalen Haggard up the sideline, and she will cross midcourt, trying to come over with a trap. Haggard moves near midcourt, and UCO falls back into their defense. To the right wing. They switch Cooper onto Haggard. Had the mismatch. They go to Tanya Meyer. Deep three-pointer off the front of the rim. No good. Cooper with the rebound. And coming up the floor is Johnson, right side for Hartness. Murillo back on the floor. Blessington from the left wing. Three-pointer no good. Over the backboard and out of bounds.
For Central Oklahoma's made a little bit of a run here in this second half. It's getting some points off of transition. When they Bearcats get back and get set around that 2-3 zone defense and force Central Oklahoma to shoot from outside, Central Oklahoma still continues to struggle. The Cats have to limit points in transition.
McConkie gets the ball in, hits the deck, and nearly turns it over. And Coach Buck Shield calls a timeout. He'll take a 30-second timeout with 4:59 to play. We'll go ahead and step aside for this 30-second timeout as well. Northwest up by 2 on Central Oklahoma.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Northwest came in getting out rebounded per ball game by 2, but so far against UCO, who has a major size advantage, Northwest out rebounding the Broncos 35-27. So doing a good job on the glass, but need a few more buckets to convert to finish this one out. Inbound pass comes in to McConkie. She'll break the pressure. Oh, no, they're going to say a 10-second violation right as McConkie was breaking that pressure and got across midcourt. So that's another turnover on Northwest, number 19 on the day.
I think that was a case where they just lost track of time trying to get the ball inbounded there, and just kind of a tough turnover against the full-court pressure.
4:50 to play. Cats up by 2. Blessington left side. Murillo now around to Hartness. Inside to Cooper. Kick out for Bryson. Pass tipped by Haggard. Stolen away. Tries to dribble around Hartness. She loses control of the ball, and Haggard is fouled. Bearcats bailed out that time as Haggard got bumped and lost control of that one. 4:42 to play. Inbound to Haggard in the backcourt. Well, man-to-man pressure from Bryson. She gets across midcourt. Screen from Mayava into the left wing. They switch Cooper on to her. Leave her open from 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound for Hartness. Bearcats have gone a bit cold lately as they're still up by 2. With 4:20 to go. Murillo top of the key. Around to Hartness. Right side. Back up to Murillo. High post Blessington. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good. And a foul coming up on UCO. That'll be team foul number 2. We got Blessington with that one.
Again, another thing that zone defense has done is given Northwest a chance to be in good position and get a lot of offensive boards, and it's been paying off. Now Northwest just needs to attack this full-court pressure a little bit better.
Pass into McConkie. She breaks it herself, gets across midcourt, hands it off for Haggard. Jalen backs it up near midcourt now. guarded by Bryson. Into the elbow. Kick out for Mayava into the corner, trying to force a pass inside for Tanya Meyer. Tipped by Cooper and out of bounds. Hard to throw that pass over the top when you're guarded by a 6 foot 5 inch player.
And long arms to go along with that.
Haggard into Mayava, up top of the key for Meyer, trying to drive on Blessington. Kick out for Mayava. She wants a jump shot. Short. Rebound comes down to Cooper. Bryson out to Blessington, trying to drive in past Mayava. A little bit of contact. Shot no good. Long rebound comes down for Mallory McAndrews. Double team comes over. Goes off of Blessington. Out of bounds. And it heads back to Northwest. Blake Blessington trying to plead her case that it actually hit McAndrews on its way out. But that is not the call from the officials.
And the official making that call kind of looked like he's doing a little river dance to show that the ball went off of the foot of the Blessington.
How do you do the river dance, John?
Not that well.
Inbound to Haggard. The ball tipped away. And as the ball crosses midcourt, they're going to get Murillo for a foul. Looked like she was getting possession of that ball as Haggard came by and kind of bumped into her. But they're going to say she fouled Haggard. And Jalen, looks like she's in a little bit of pain. She's had a few run-ins with a few different players, wearing a brace on that right knee today. She'll set a screen for McAndrews. The pass comes in, though, in front of the bench for Northwest, for Mayava. Right back to McConkey out near midcourt. Bearcats in a bit of a scoring drought, trying to snap that here. Haggard, pull up, three-pointer, yes! Jalen Haggard gives a fist pump as she heads down the floor with that one. 18 points for Jalen. The Bearcats back up by 5 with 3:10 to play.
Big bucket for the freshman.
Murillo right side for Hartness. They leave her open for three briefly. Now high post for Blessington. Back to Hartness. Top of the key for Murillo. Head coach Buckshield barking out at his team from the bench. Pull up jump shot. 15-footer is good for Murillo. She has just 7 points, averaging 15 per ball game. Meyer gets the inbound in for McAndrews, but first a timeout called for Bearcat head coach Buck Scheel. 2:50 to play in the ballgame. This one getting tight in the end. The Bearcats up 5-3. We'll go ahead and take this quick break and be back with more. You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
We've got a good one going here today, John. Bearcats up 50-47, 2:50 to play. Central Oklahoma trying to make a push to come back. The Bearcats had them down by 14. So far holding them off. Northwest up by 3. Mayava inbound to Tanya Meyer, knocked away by Blake Blessington, picks it up in the corner, but she's standing on the baseline, and the Bearcats get it back.
Good. A little bit of a break there.
They're going to say Blessington did not have full control of that one, so it'll leave 27 seconds on the shot clock as Mayava will inbound opposite of the UCO bench into Jalen Haggard. They try to come over with a trap. She gets it right back to Kehlani Mayava, and now over to Haggard, who will stay near midcourt and set up the offense for the Cats. 15 on the shot clock, 2:35 to go. Coach Shield directing traffic from the Northwest bench. Getting pretty animated over there as Haggard gets a screen from Mayava into the corner for McConkey. Driving baseline, goes up, off the glass, it's good. Big bucket there for the South Nottoway alum. The Bearcats up by 5. 4 points on the day for McConkey now. Murillo, top of the key, left, open for three. No answer there, but the rebound for Lee. She gets it back out to the left wing and between the circles for Murillo. Right side for Bryson. Top of the key for Murillo, guarded by Haggard. Left side, Madison Lee for three. Yes. What an answer there for UCO to cut this back to a two-point deficit. Mayava inbounds into Haggard, guarded by Madison Lee. Bryson comes over to help out. Jalen getting bumped on her way down. Ball knocked away from behind and a foul coming up on UCO. Looks like Northwest bench wanted that foul to be called a few steps sooner, but the Bearcats get it nonetheless. Three team fouls now on Central Oklahoma. 1:47 to play in the game. Northwest up 52-50. Been a fun game here today at Bearcat Arena. Haggard walks across midcourt, guarded by Madison Lee. Screen to her right from Kehlani Mayava. Haggard all the way into the right block. Over Cooper, shot partially blocked, and it comes down with Lee to Murillo, pushing it ahead to Cooper. Cooper, kick out for Bryson, and the lead rattles around the rim, and it falls through. Central Oklahoma goes up 53-52, and Haggard hits the deck. I'm not sure she's favoring that right knee again, but they're going to get a foul before that pass even comes in on Melinda Murillo, as Haggard's going to try to walk this one off.
She has taken a pounding out there today.
She has. Still come up with some big shots. Kept the Bearcats in this one as the inbound comes into Tanya Meyer. Meyer goes back to McConkey, giving Haggard a quick break and letting McConkey bring this one up the floor. The Bearcats down by one, 1:12 left to go, win the ball game. McConkey top of the key, guarded by Bryson. Little fall away jumper around the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Bryson. Bryson across the midcourt. Gives it off to Murillo. 58 seconds to go in the game. Northwest down 53-52. They've led for much of this one. UCO just took the lead right back. Blessington to the left block. Out to Bryson. A three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Offensive board for Murillo. Kick out for Madison Lee. Thought about a three-pointer, but she'll back this one out. Near midcourt now for Murillo. About 14-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. And Murillo, left side now, Blessington, 12 on the shot clock. They swing it around, Madison Lee to Bryson, right back to Lee on the right side, up top for Murillo. Their leading scorer, jump, mid-range jump shot, goes out of bounds, off of Northwest Missouri State. Looked like that one kicked around off a few different players. 17 and a half seconds left to go. The Bearcats still down 53-52. And we've got a UCO timeout coming up. Bearcats have played good all game long, but as they've gotten a little more winded, it seems like, and a little more tired as this game's gone, playing such good defense, the offense has suffered as they've scored 10 points in the fourth quarter, but they haven't been easy.
No, they haven't. I thought that last time, trying to go for the rebound, they looked a little bit fatigued trying to get to that loose ball throughout much of this game. Northwest has been beating Central Oklahoma to loose balls, and they're working hard for rebounds. That time just didn't have quite the effort that we've seen out of them going for a loose ball. I think that's just coming. They've played so hard to get to this point in the game.
And if you have a possibility, I would say force that ball into the hands of Cooper and foul her. She is a 60% free throw shooter. Elsewhere, you see Madison Lee 100%, Blake Blessington 94%, Shatoya Bryson 87%, and Murillo 79%. Murillo the one inbounding the ball here. And they get the ball into Cooper. They hand it off for Murillo, and they will get that foul. Coming up on Tanya Meyer away from the ball, actually, and they will send Madison Lee. Oh, check that. That is only team foul number two on the Bearcats. They have a ways to go before they get UCO in the bonus. Now Macy Williams checks in for Haggard. Still a bit of pain, but they're going to go defense for offense here. Murillo gets the pass into Bryson. Nearly falling out. She falls out of bounds and gives the ball back to Northwest. Bryson, as she was leaning in toward that UCO bench to get that pass, steps on the baseline and gives it back to Northwest with 15.8 seconds left to go in the ball game. What a game we have here. Northwest up 53-52. Coach Shield takes a timeout. We'll go ahead and take a quick one-minute timeout and be back with the conclusion of this one. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
15.8 seconds left to go. The Bearcats looking for their first MIAA win of the season. They are trailing Central Oklahoma 53-52. on the floor for the Cats. McAndrews, McConkey, Meyer, Haggard, and Mayava. It's McConkey inbounding in front of the Bearcat bench. Gets it into Meyer on the left wing. Back to McConkey. Top of the key. McConkey driving in. Left block. Kick out for Meyer. Meyer to the free throw line. Jump shot. Air ball. And is rebounded by Blessington. And it will be, she'll be fouled by McAndrews.
Like they got the look they wanted. They got the ball to Meyer. She's at the free throw line. Well within her range. But just came up about a foot short of getting it to the rim.
Cats still need two fouls to get UCO to the free throw line with 5 seconds left to go in the ball game. Blessington trying to inbound, gets it to Murillo, bumped immediately, and they're going to say a Central Oklahoma timeout call. They're afraid of getting that five-second call, so UCO gets a quick timeout with 4.7, I guess it'll be 5 seconds left since they didn't get the ball in. If the foul had been called, there'd be 4.7 seconds left.
Yeah, the official's coming over to the scorer's table here to check on the time.
And as Tanya got that ball and came around to the free throw line, had a look there to give the Bearcats the lead right back. The defense kind of collapsed, making that a tougher shot. You wonder if she kind of flips that one. She had Haggard wide open. You don't necessarily need a three in that position, but she'd have been all by herself shooting a three if she'd have got that one up top.
Yeah, either way, you had a pretty good look either way you went on that one. And again, Tanya shot just coming up way short, and that's one that they needed to knock down.
Tough break there for the Bearcats, shooting 39.2% from the field in this ball game. They were at 50% at halftime, 12 of 24, but just starting to run out of gas here in this second half. Meanwhile, Central Oklahoma, 35% for the day, just 20% from three-point range. The Bearcat D has done a good job of slowing them down, but so far they've gotten just enough.
Well, they need to either quick turnover somehow here to get the ball back. 5 seconds going to be a short period of time to get the ball down the court, but it's going to be a tough situation for Northwest, but again, a quick turnover is what they need.
Well, with that timeout, they'll have UCO inbound near that Central Oklahoma bench. Gets it out to Murillo, trying to dribble away from Haggard. Fouled immediately, 3.4 seconds left. Bearcats need to get one more foul. And if you find a way to get these fouls, even with two free throws, you're still within a three-pointer of tying it. 3.4 seconds left. Cats down by one. It'll be Harkness inbounding. Gets it into Murillo. She's able to get another second to come off the clock before getting fouled. 2.2 to go. So we will see Melinda Murillo head to the free throw line, a 5'5" sophomore senior from Guthrie, Oklahoma. 79% free throw shooter on the year. First one on the way is good. 2.2 seconds left, so you have a couple dribbles and a full court heave here, depending on where you get that pass into. On the floor for the Cats, McAndrews, Haggard, Mayava, McConkey, and Meyer. Haggard 4 of 7 from 3-point range today. Meyer 2 of 5, and McAndrews 2 of 5. Second free throw on the way is good. Down by 3, you need a big bucket here. 2 seconds to go. Inbound to Haggard. She is fouled immediately by Madison Lee, and that will send Jalen Haggard to the free throw line. So she has 2 free throws coming.
Yeah, not a bad foul there. It eliminates the opportunity at a 3-point shot.
Got to knock down this first one and miss the second one perfect, right?
Yeah.
A lot of things have to happen right. As Haggard, a 70% free throw shooter, first one is off the back of the rim. No good. She has 18 points on the day. Leading all scorers. Right behind her is Meyer with 12. Next closest Bearcat is Stillman with 7. We haven't seen her for much of this fourth quarter. Second free throw is good from Jalen, so the Bearcats are going to have to foul quick. Gets it into Blessington, fouled immediately by Haggard. 0.5 seconds left, so now it really is going to be a full court heave.
Yep.
And this is a tough one to swallow because Northwest played so well throughout the day. Now you just find yourself on the wrong end of this one. As Blessington to the free throw line, 95% free throw shooter on the year. Makes the first.
Hey, Northwest led for over 89% of this game.
Ugh, that's tough. And up by as many as 14 a couple times. Macy Williams comes in for Haggard. Second free throw, a chance to make it a four-point game. Is good from Blessington. That one will seal it. Inbound to Williams. She'll dribble it out. Tough, tough loss for the Bearcats. 57-53. Had this one in their midst. Just couldn't quite pull it out. The Bearcats fall to 1-7 overall in the year. 0-2 in MIAA play in a tough fashion as the 21st-ranked team in the nation, Central Oklahoma, improves to 6-1 and 1-1 in the MIAA with a 57-53 victory. We'll take a quick time out and dive into our post-game festivities. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball falls today 57-53 to the 21st-ranked team in the nation, Central Oklahoma. Elsewhere around the MIAA is Southwest Baptist leading Rogers State 39-36 in the third quarter. UNK over Missouri Southern 48-41 in the third quarter. Northeastern State leading Missouri Western 42-39 in the third. And Pittsburgh State trailing Fort Hays State by one in the third period. Around the MIAA, brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. We'll take a timeout and be back with our stats from this game. Bearcats fall 57-53.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
57-53 is our final. Northwest Missouri State falls to 1-7 overall, 0-2 in the MIAA. The Cats, led by Jalen Haggard, the freshman point guard, 19 points on 7 of 15 shooting, knocked down 4 three-pointers as well, including a big one late to make it a 5-point lead, but the Cats just couldn't get that offense going anymore. She also turned over 6 times on the day, probably her most turnovers in one game this year. So, tough there, but overall, a good takeaway for Jalen on the way she played and was clutched down the stretch. Cats also getting 12 points and 7 rebounds out of Tanya Meyer. 7 points out of Mia Stillman off the bench. 6 points from Mallory McAndrews, hitting a couple three-pointers, a couple of assists as well. 5 points from Kehlani Maiava. And 4 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 1 steal out of Mallory McConkie. Pretty complete game there. Adam McConkie. Bearcats shoot 39% from the field. Turned it over 20 times today. And out-rebounded Central Oklahoma 37-35. And on the other side for UCO, led by Blake Blessington with 11 points. Also got 9 points out of Murillo, who averages 15 on the season. UCO shot 35% from the field. Turned the ball over 13 times in this game. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll have the Extra Effort Award. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pittenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pittenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
A tough loss, 57-53 for the Bearcats as they led number 21 Central Oklahoma for much of the day, but still had some great efforts on the floor today. John, what's your extra effort award?
Well, I think you have to look at Mallory McConkie, the freshman out of South Nottoway. Ended up with only 4 points, hit a big bucket down the stretch, but she had 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, a steal, played great defense, and played all 40 minutes of that game this afternoon. Again, Northwest coming up on the short side of it, but a great effort out of Mallory McConkie.
McConkie kind of the glue guy for this team, doing a little bit of everything. This segment underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Hawley uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. We'll take a timeout, and we will return with pregame for the men's basketball game against UCO right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mount City, or Rockport, or at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create a safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5-mile corner south of Maryville.